On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Welcome to the Ron Van Dam Show. Hold on tight. Things can get a bit weird, if you like that sort of thing.
Oh, go on, interrupt me.
Whatever.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show. I'm going to start talking like really soon. Really soon. And it will be incredible. Really soon now. Here we go. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh baby, oh baby, oh baby. Oh baby, oh baby. Hey, welcome to the program. My name is Ron Van Dam. I'm filling in for Joey Chitwood. You know who Joey Chitwood is? Don't answer me. I can't hear you. Yeah, it was like I used to do little daredevil stunt shows at fairs and things like that. Yeah, I think he owns a NASCAR team now or one of those kinds of things. Yeah, all right, fine. Great way to start the show. Telling you something you really don't care about. That's pretty cool. You know what? It's we podcast this out of the New England area. It's not England. It's New England. Where people sound absolutely nothing like British people whatsoever. This was England. That was England, and this became the New England. I guess that's what the British called it. And you would think that the Americans would say, "Okay, now that the British don't own this area, let's change the name to New Jersey." I mean, you would think that, but no, they kept the England part of it. I guess for sentimental reasons. The same reason that you don't throw out your baby shoes, I guess. I really don't know. I don't have a whole thing about it. I wasn't very good at history. I sucked at history because I didn't care about history. Been there, done that, don't care. When did it happen? In the past. Like, why are you bringing it up? Why are you bringing it up at all then? Because what does that have to do with me? I understand that things happened before I was born. But let's face it, of no consequence to me. Well, Ron, history is very important because history repeats itself. Yeah, it repeats itself because you never shut up about it. That's why it keeps repeating itself. Forget it. It's done. It's in the past. Move on. Stop talking about it in classrooms and referring to it and stuff. I know we had presidents like going way back, but like they're all dead. And the ones that aren't, who cares? That stuff happened already. Let's look forward. Stop looking behind you. Stop doing that. Stop it. So in history class, I was horrible. I was horrible in history. When teachers gave history tests, I would say, what's the point? I mean, why are you giving me a test for something that already happened? Why don't you give me the answers then? I don't understand history. I don't get it. If I want to remember something, I will remember it, not because of historical nature, but because it was pretty cool. I mean, I don't really... did you know George Washington had wooden teeth? Who gives a fuck? I don't care about his dental problems. What do I care? I would care as much about that as I do about the Kardashians, and both of them, not at all. So what's this deal with the history thing? Come on, man. And religions are built on history. I guess there was a guy named Jesus Christ who roamed the earth and was very influential. I think he gave motivational speeches or something. And people went, oh, that's cool. And they followed him around, like stalking him or something like that. And the guy was apparently very influential. But I wasn't there. But there is a whole religion that kind of came out of that. And we actually started naming our years accordingly, like if it happened before Christ or after Christ. or right on Christ. I mean, I guess that was zero. I mean, I don't know. I mean, that's influential stuff, man. But it's in the past. Let it go. And the Jewish people, man, come on, huh? Got so many rules and regulations, I'm surprised you can even blow your nose on a Saturday. I mean, seriously, man, you got, so yeah, but don't eat on a plate, and don't, you got to fuck me through the sheet, man, and wear that hat, and don't take the hat off, and don't shower, and you've got to, yeah, all this stuff, you can't, oh, don't drive on Saturday, oh, no. A lot of rules going on there, man. And the motto is, never forget. That's great, unless you got Alzheimer's, kids, because you're going to start forgetting stuff. So you're going to go against your religion. Never forget. That happened in the past. Some horrible, horrific things happened in the past. All the more reason to like, forget it. Stop harping on it, man. Stop harping on it. I mean, it happened. It was horrible. A lot of peoples are bad shape at parts of it. But then forget it, man. Move forward. I think I just pissed a lot of people off. I just don't care for history. I really don't. Did you have an argument with me yesterday? You know what? That was yesterday. I mean, I may still not like you. But I'm going to, like, you know, move forward. If you don't move forward, then I'm going to go by myself. That's all. You know, what do I care anymore? What do I care? I told you yesterday that I'm starting the whatever society. I am. And the older people get, the more they are going to start joining my society. Forget this AARP crap, the ARP. Forget that. I'm going to be the second... the Second Society for Seniors, AARP, and then the Whatever Society, the WS, and I know the WTF and all that. But no, this is the Whatever Society, and as you get older, starting like at 35, I think, you start to develop this whatever, you know, and you start saying it, and you believe it. You believe it as a religion. It's a new religion. It's the religion of whatever. You know, like, oh, you know, you don't look so good today. Whatever, you know, whatever. You know, I'm feeling okay. Whatever you think, whatever. Have a nice day, whatever. I love that. I just love it. Or Ron, I love you with all my heart. Whatever. You know, sure, that's your problem now, isn't it? Seems to be your problem, not mine here. People can say whatever to me, too. I mean, that's okay. I mean, because, you know, if you're going to dish it out, you have to take it. So if I just say somebody, you know, I would really like to have this job. I'd like to have this job that you're offering. And they say, well, whatever. I don't even know what that means. I don't know if I have the job or don't have the job, or they don't care what I just said. I have no idea. Anyway, the Whatever Society, look for it in your magazines and on store shelves everywhere. And at Whole Foods. Yeah, if anything's organic, it's at Whole Foods. If anything is not priced enough and it needs to be priced more expensively, it's at Whole Foods. Everything's at Whole Foods. Yeah. If you find a bean sprout on the ground, it'll end up at Whole Foods. That's where you go to overcharge and eat well. I'm healthy, but I'm poor as shit because I've just spent all my money on bean sprouts, but they're organic. They're directly from the ground. That's where they're from. Organic. They are organic. Yeah, I had a carrot yesterday. It was organic. It came. It was grown. It was not scientifically engineered. It was grown in the ground. It is organic. Wasn't sprayed with anything. No Lysol. No hormones. Nothing. It's just organic. It's organic. And it's $2,000 per carat, and that's organic for you. How do you know it's organic? The price. It's the price. It's the price. That's all. If it's $2,000 a carat, it's organic. It's organic. Do you know the difference between Brussels sprouts and organic Brussels sprouts? The word organic. Other than that, and really nothing. Nothing at all. Nothing much. Yeah. It's organic. So it's springtime, and one of the favorite, my favorite sounds of springtime are the fucking chirping birds, because they don't shut up. There's a point where you know it's spring and summer because it's just loud outside. It's organically loud. Frogs are just, for some reason, think they own the neighborhood. They own the swamp. They're just chirping all night, and they keep me up. And it's and these tiny little toads, man, and the birds in the morning, they sound wonderful. But you know, if you just lie in bed and listen to the birds outside the window, you'll go eventually crazy because the patterns are just screwing your brains up. But they're beautiful little creatures. You know, the birds are as close to dinosaurs as we have. I don't know if that's true. I just know they're organic. They're reptilian. Birds are very simple creatures. They seem to only peck. That's their verb. That's what they do. They peck and chirp. Peck and chirp, which is a famous vaudeville team that appeared in the Catskills from 1902 until 1937. Peck and chirp. You remember them, don't you? They were organically entertaining. They're fantastic, as a matter of fact. They were so fantastic that they never left the Catskills. The bus broke down. They couldn't get out. So many different kind of birds in my backyard. Oh, there's tons of different birds. There's the cock and flush, which is sounds painful, doesn't it? There's the cock and flush, the wood-barreled husky. There is the flagrant mounted dick, which is a very small bird. There's the large-toothed beak face, which is a cute bird. Then there's that woodpecker thing, which is, wow. Woodpeckers, they're tiny little birds, and what they do is they peck the wood with their beaks, but it's so loud. It's like, man, don't you get a headache? But they don't get a headache, but their head vibrates like back and forth like an electric toothbrush, and they just bang their heads into the wood. They're headbangers is what they are, and it's not like the trees fall down or anything, like they're, you know, like really pecking in that far. I don't know why they're pecking into the wood. Maybe they're making little homes for themselves. I really have no idea what the hell's going on with these birds, but they're woodpeckers. They peck wood. How many woods would a woodpecker peck if a woodpecker could peck wood? Six. Six is the answer, by the way. It's six. And then they have your large-breasted robin, or robin redbreast. I'm not sure which. I think I'm confusing that with a stripper that I met in 1962. Yes, I confuse a lot of things with her. the double-breasted cocksucker, I think, was the result of that thing. But there's a lot of birds, man. There's a cardinal. There's a cardinal in my backyard. Not a bird, just a guy dressed up in a red suit talking about Bible passages. I wish he'd go home, to be honest with you. But there's a couple of cardinals in my backyard. Yeah, I know. Very religious area behind my house. Probably an exorcism going on or something. I don't know what's going on with that back there. And then there's the sparrows. Mia Sparrow. I nicknamed one of the sparrows, which really hates the Woody Allen bird. But Mia Sparrow will come by every once in a while. She loves the suet. Suet. You know what suet is? I don't either. I think it's like it's fat. I think it's what's left over from that Subway Jarrett's liposuction. I think that's what suet actually is. I think. Suet is a large collection over the years of smegma. I think that's what suet is. I think over the years it was smegma, and then it kind of just people said smegma so much they're going smegma, suet. We'll call it suet. I have tons of birds in my backyard. They love to come over and poop. They do the poop thing. Just kind of nice, actually. And you got to respect a bird that's comfortable enough with its atmosphere to just poop all over the place. They're very, very nice. They're like oh, people live in Cairo. They just like poop all over. And it's wonderful. It's just wonderful. It's relaxing. It's organic. That's what it is. It's organic. That's what that is. Yeah. And then sometimes I'll even see some crows. Yeah. Some black crows. I think they're performing with the Black Eyed Peas on Saturday at the Hoosier Dome. Hoosier Dome, baby. Hey, who's your dome? Me, huh? Am I your dome? Who's your dome? Hey, baby, who's your dome? Yeah. I know.
One man, one microphone, 1 hour, so many random thoughts. You are listening to The Ron Van Dam Show.
How you doing? Hey, we're here every single weekday, unless it's Christmas. Even then, I'm with you in my prayers. It is the Ron Van Dam Show. This is pretty much it, man. It's just, we have a good time. Talk about lifestyle things, things we all go through, shopping at the supermarket, looking at birds in the backyard. I mean, just mindless shit. But I'm sorry I said that word. It's mindless. Yeah, that's what we talk about. A little bit of politics, but I don't like it. And a little bit of world news, but I don't like to. It's just everything. It's a stream of consciousness kind of thing. So sit back and take the ride. I mean, it's like a roller coaster. You don't have to do a damn thing, but buckle in. Buckle up. Buckle in. I don't know my prepositions. I don't even know if it's a preposition. Buckle up. Buckle in. Buckle out. Tomorrow on the program, Tori Wainwright joins me at the microphone of fun. She is just so honest. It's crazy, man. So that conversation is a lot of fun. We do it at least once a week. Tori joins us tomorrow for Tori Wednesday right here, same time or whatever time you happen to be here. And there'll be free bagels, which are very bad for you. They raise your glycemic index immediately. If you have diabetes, you will probably die immediately. So no, don't eat bagels, man. Don't eat donuts. Donuts are just as bad, if not worse. Don't eat donuts. Don't eat bagels. Don't eat fried food. Fried food is horrible. It's got trans fatty things, and it'll clog up your arteries, like, immediately. And you can pass away, like, within 10 minutes. I'd say, well, give it a good nine minutes. Don't eat bagels. Don't eat donuts. Don't eat fried food. Don't eat meat. Meat's good for you, but it's not good for you. Drink wine. Wine's great for you. That's got flavonoids or flavonoids in it, that red stuff, which is very good for you. So drink wine, but don't drink wine, because that'll kill your liver eventually and give you high blood pressure and thin your arteries. So don't drink, but drink, but drink, but don't drink, but drink, but drink, but don't drink. Don't forget to take your vitamins, but don't take your vitamins, because don't take supplements, because they just screw up your whole body chemistry. So don't take supplements, but make sure you take plenty of supplements. Eggs are bad for you. Eggs are very high in cholesterol, but eggs are good for you. So make sure you eat eggs. Make sure you don't eat eggs. You can have eggs. You can have the white of the eggs, which really have no flavor whatsoever. It's absolutely ridiculous. The part that has a flavor is the yolk. That's the part you're not supposed to eat. But it's good for you, so have it, but don't have it. Have it, don't have it. I'm as confused as you are. I'm probably more confused than you are on a regular basis. I don't know what to eat, what not to eat, so I just don't eat anything. I'm like a supermodel now. If I eat a pea, you'll see it in my stomach. I wish I were that skinny. I wish. Tori is very, very skinny. She's just fine the way she is. People say, Ron, you look fine. And I say to myself, yeah. That's the kind of thing you say to people who don't look fine, you know? if you know, I would never. I don't, you know, because I don't have the time to insult people. I don't have the time to get involved in their feelings after I say something. So I just tell everybody they look good, and I say, yeah, I like you. You're a fine person. But they're not. And of what consequence is it to them? I keep saying that you shouldn't live your life through the eyes of others, that your importance and your value is not how much value people put upon you. It's how much value you think you have and you feel that you have. You don't live through other people's eyes. So then what the hell difference does it make if I compliment you or I don't? I mean, I can just lie to your face. It doesn't really matter because it just saves so much time. Hey, Ron, do you think I look fat? Yes. You're a pig. You're a fat blob of crap. You disgust me. You have pus oozing out of every crevice on your body. You are a disgusting floating ball of phlegmy, crappy, drippy things. And then you start crying and you go, oh great, now I got to stand here for an hour and watch you fall apart. You know, so like, it's so much easier to say, hey, Ron, do you think I look fat? No, you look perfect. Thank you very much. Have a good day. We've ended the conversation. That was quick. We're done. It was worth that terrible little lie that I just told. And that's the way we should live our lives, because we shouldn't feel our value based on what somebody says about us. My God, it's a very dangerous thing to do. Very dangerous. Don't do it. I'm just saying, don't do it. But of course, we're human. We're human. And that's our job. What we do is we react to things because we're human. It's part of the human anatomy. It's part of the human experience. The human experience, ladies and gentlemen, which sounds like some kind of show that goes on every hour at Jordan's Furniture, you know. Did you ever hear a ride Mom? They had a ride. I don't know if they still have it. Mom is Motion Odyssey Makeovers. I have no idea what the other M is for. And you sit in this theater. I don't even know if they have them anymore. It's a furniture store that thinks it's a lot of different things other than a furniture store. Jordan's Furniture, by the way. Fine place, you know. I guess they say that the furniture has underprices. I say under what? Under what? What do you consider to be prices under? Because it's all still damn expensive. So let's not kid ourselves here. But they market beyond what they should be marketing. It's too much. It's too much. Are you a furniture store, or are you the official furniture store of the Boston Red Sox, which means that it has nothing to do with furniture anymore? It's just that you're throwing titles around and all your people are wearing baseball caps. And if the Red Sox win the World Series, then people get free furniture and you give away tickets to the Reds. I mean, like, are you a baseball franchise or are you a furniture store? What if one of your customers, such as myself, doesn't give a rat's ass about baseball? Like, why would I shop there then? Because you're all baseball and I'm all not. So you've alienated me immediately. I'm going to some place that isn't going to shove baseballs down my throat. I just want to buy a fucking chair. And then they sell mattresses at underprices, which means I don't know what that means. I don't know what underprices means. You've made up your own word, like Comcast has made up Xfinity. You people are making up your own language. Move to your own country. Use your language over there. Leave me alone. If it's not in the dictionary, I don't want to hear it. So they sell mattresses, and they have people, like right off the streets, they hire people, and they are now sleep technicians, and they wear lab coats. First of all, we're not trying to find out why I don't sleep through the night. Your lab technicians are pretty much people that used to work behind the counter at McDonald's. So, like, I want to see their degree. If you're going to wear a lab coat, I want your degree displayed on the wall, and I'll bet you $1 million that these guys in the lab coats do not have sleep technology degrees from MIT. I guarantee you that. So take your little lab coats off and start acting like the salespeople that you really should be. This place doesn't know what it is. And at Christmas time, they have this big display where you walk through and they have the animated figures, you know, that kind of thing. You're a furniture store. What are you doing? Why, you're not an amusement park, but you think you are, don't you? And then they had this thing called Motion Odyssey Megalith or whatever called Mom. And you would sit in this theater and it would be a huge screen and the seats would move and steam would come out of the seats and they'd rattle and you'd smell crap, you know. On the screen, there would be a dog taking a shit and you can actually smell it from the seats. You know, it's just like really like, you know, like using like 20 senses, you know, while you're sitting there. But it costs more than 20 cents. And it's amusement park ride, high-tech amusement park ride in a furniture store. And it's funny to me because these people don't know that they're a furniture store. It's like they do everything but sell furniture. And they have an area where you can have popcorn and little strange pieces of ice cream that melt in your mouth. It's like space cream or something, or face cream. I don't know what it's called. And then they happen to have furniture. It's just, it's odd to me. It's like, what are you doing? What are you doing? And you go downstairs and there's like a whole floor of stuff that nobody else buys, which is all marked down. So what you're saying to me, you know, it's marked down stuff, clearance stuff. It's marked down. You have to take it with you, in your own car or truck or something, a whole warehouse floor of it. So what they're saying is, here's all the shit that you wouldn't buy upstairs. Yeah, somebody's buying too much furniture then, for the store. Someone's making it, the purchases are wrong, because if all your stuff is going to end up for clearance, you're not doing too well on buying your furniture, furniture buyers, not the public, but the, you know, the people who work. All right. Now I've pissed off the furniture people. Did you ever go to Bob's Discount Furniture? Now that's a little smarter, because in their title, they're telling you that you can get it cheaper there. It's discount furniture. Let's get that in the title. Let's make that clear. That's smart marketing. But that's where it stops. Because this company, Bob's Discount Furniture, has made up their own words as well. You've heard of Sealy Posturepedic. Sealy Posturepedic. It's a very expensive mattress. It's been around for a long time. It was the standard of mattresses for a long time. Apparently, that mattress is too expensive for most people in Massachusetts, which is one of the higher income areas in the country, but too expensive. So what Bob's Discount Furniture does is they make their own, well, it's not, they don't make their own mattress. They buy a mattress and they put their name on it. And it's called Bobopedic. I swear I've never heard of a Bobopedic. It's embarrassing even to say that phrase. It's just, they made me say Bobopedic and someone's laughing somewhere. I made him say Bobopedic, which is the stupidest word there is. So they do that, and I don't know. And all their commercials, there's a guy named Bob who doesn't even work in the store. He's a guy that wears a polo shirt. He's like a 50-year-old guy dressed like a 10-year-old kid, and he sits there, and he goes, "My furniture is one," if he talks at all. He doesn't even work for the store. He doesn't own the store. He's just a guy that they use to look like you and me. Hey, the day that I start looking like this guy, Bob, have me committed, take me away, make sure that I stay in the room and don't get out, because I don't want to look like this guy, Bob. So if he's going to look like the common person, I think that we've got the bar hanging at the wrong level here. You know what I'm saying? 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 Unbelievable. So ladies and gentlemen, I don't believe in history. Don't know much about history, don't know much about geography, but what I do know is I love you, and I know that you love me too. What a wonderful, wonderful world this can be.
You're listening to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. I wish I could listen to it too, but sometimes he says bad words.
Are you aware that one in every seven Americans is in desperate need of a dope slap? Studies show that every 17 seconds in America, someone writes, says, or does something so incredibly stupid that they deserve to be slapped, and you can help. If someone you know commits an act of boneheaded stupidity, simply extend your hand with the palm facing to the side, draw your arm back, and deliver a sharp, solid blow straight across their forehead. It's called a dope slap. It only takes a moment to perform, but the lesson can last a lifetime. This has been a message from the American Dope Slap Association and Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome back to the program, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Ron Van Dam. It is the name that I use, and I use it all the time because it's my name. I love to talk about health on this show, because if you're not healthy, then you're usually in pain, and pain is not a wonderful thing. It's a horrible thing. So I don't subscribe to pain. I'm not a fan of pain. I'm a fan of not being in pain, which means that you have to be somewhat healthy and not in pain.
It was unbelievably painful.
Yeah, you don't want to ever have someone say that to you or have that said by yourself, to yourself, in yourself, by yourself, with yourself. You don't want that. You don't want it. I don't want it for you. You don't want it for me. So let's just stop kidding ourselves. So I do a lot of health talk because I want you to be healthy. The longer that you're healthy, the longer we can have this pathetic, strange relationship that we enjoy, where you listen to me and I don't listen to you at all. I enjoy that. I don't think you do. Well, maybe you do if you're listening to this, so thank you. And I'm sorry that I just insulted you, but I really didn't. I feel a closeness to you even though I don't know who the hell you are. Dan Buettner has come up with something called the Blue Zone Health. I have no idea what that is. I like to learn as you learn, as we learn together. We can actually hold hands and make out in the back row if you'd like to do that. Girls, not guys. That's, you know, my preference is girls. Thank you. I mean, I'm not saying that if you're gay that you know, that I'm not saying anything about you. I wanted to clarify that for no reason whatsoever. Okay. An area that was not necessary to get into. Obviously not. Anyway, Dan Buettner joins us now. He's working to transform American cities to be more like longevity hotspots. That's good for everybody. Can we actually achieve what you're talking about?
Well, we've done it. We've done it in Los Angeles and the whole state of Iowa. We've seen obesity drop by 15% among the whole population, smoking drop by 30%. And the idea here really began with the National Geographic assignment about 10 years ago to find the parts of the world where people live the longest, people living up to 10 years longer than Americans do, with one-fifth the rate of heart disease and reaching age 100 at much higher rates, and then kind of reverse engineer what are they doing in these places that we could be doing at home here?
Pretty cool. So you call it the Blue Zone Solution. Why Blue Zones?
Our demographers 10 years ago, when we identified the first blue zone in Sardinia, were just simply using blue ink on a map and drawing circles as we got closer and closer to it, and we just called the area inside the circle the Blue Zone, and the name stuck. Yeah. And as we went out and found blue zones in Okinawa and Ikaria, Greece, Loma Linda, California, and Nicoya Peninsula in Costa Rica, we just called them blue zones, and now it's it identifies a part of the world where scientifically confirmed where people live longest.
Okay. And I'm going to assume, and tell me if I'm wrong, that it's a combination of environment and eating habits.
You're absolutely right. About 20% of how long we live is dictated by genes, so that's a very small proportion. Most of it is our lifestyle and our environment, and we can control those. But in Blue Zones, we mostly focus on that environment part.
Mm-hmm.
I can tell you, in fact, Blue Zone Solution lays out exactly what the world's longest-lived people ate,
mm-hmm.
how they ate it. But unless your life is set up so it's easy for you to eat like that, you're probably not going to do it for long enough to make a difference.
How significant is air quality in all of this, or is that kind of overrated?
Well, a lower respiratory disease is one of the top 10 killers of Americans, and that's usually because of bad air. So, no, it's not overrated. The more and more traffic we have in our cities, the more and more people are going to die of lung disease. So, that does come into play.
Yeah, I mean, because the problem
but
is...
That gets
I was going to say, I mean, I can control what I eat and how I move around, but I can't really do much about the air that I breathe, unfortunately, unless I go through all this political stuff.
Well, there's a couple of things. Number one, the average American moves 9.5 times in their adult life.
Yeah.
So that gives you 9 opportunities to move to a place where there's cleaner air.
Okay.
But also in our Blue Zone cities, many of city councils are changing the policy so streets aren't just made for cars. We need cars.
Mm-hmm.
But also you can design them for humans, too.
Right.
And if you have a street that's designed for humans, you get more and more people walking and less exhaust in the air. So it's not completely hopeless.
I guess not. I mean, one of the healthiest cities in the world is probably New York City because you can walk to everything. You don't have to have a car, and yet you breathe in all that stuff, though. But, I mean, it's kind of a ironic location.
Yeah, so there's about a third lower rates of obesity. But I would argue even a healthier place is San Luis Obispo, which I covered in my book Thrive.
Mm-hmm.
This is a place that was just like any other Central California city. They're the first ones in the world to ban smoking in restaurants and bars.
Mm-hmm.
And they also banned things like drive-thrus, and they limited the size of marketing signs of fast food places. And we've seen their obesity rate drop to the lowest rates in the country and also the lowest smoking rates. And not coincidentally, they report the highest levels of well-being, according to Gallup.
Wow.
And that's simply because city leaders came together and said, let's plan for quality of life.
Yeah.
And it can work.
What are some of these zones, these blue zones in the United States? California, you had mentioned. Well, parts of California, not all of it, certainly.
Yeah, it's the beach cities in California, so that's Redondo or Molson, Manhattan Beach in Los Angeles. They've seen a 14% drop in obesity and a 29% drop in smoking, which will save them, by the way, tens of millions of dollars in healthcare costs down the road. The whole state of Iowa with Wellmark.
Really?
Blue Cross Blue Shield. The whole state of Hawaii, HMSA.
Wow.
Naples, Florida, and Fort Worth, Texas.
Hmm. Texas. I would think with all the oil wells and stuff that there wouldn't be anything in Texas that would be, but I guess there is. Okay, fine. All right.
Well, very conservative place, but they've embraced these, you know, and some people would call them nanny state, but they're essentially saying we want to make the healthy choice easier for people and the unhealthy choice a little less convenient, and you'd be surprised when you need that dough, so to speak, and let it rise and bake, and you get a bun after a few years.
Nice analogy.
That was a horrible metaphor.
It was. If you like food, it was pretty cool.
Okay.
Is it ever like? Is it too late to make these changes? You have to do this when you're younger to have a long life.
You could be 99 years old, and you can increase your life expectancy.
That's what I want to hear. That's what I want to hear, my friend. Very good.
Yeah,
all right.
Significant. The average American could live about 12 years longer. We're foreshortening our lives by a dozen years in this country. And it's just from doing stupid stuff.
Yeah.
There's so many easy things you can do to make a difference.
I know.
And I like to point those out to Blue Zone Solution.
So you can read the book. It's The Blue Zone's Solution, Eating and Living Like the World's Healthiest People. I mean, we always think there are people living in the Himalayan mountains who come down from the mountains with a goat, and they've been living like for 150 years because they just eat yogurt.
Yeah, no, they're probably 45, and they just look like they're 120.
Oh, the opposite of what I thought. Okay. So, and you have other books as well. How can we follow the Dan Buettner experience?
Well, Amazon.com has Blue Zone Solutions, number one new release right now. Mm-hmm. And also my website, BlueZones.com. We have a free longevity calculator on there that'll take you 3 minutes and tell you how long you're going to stay healthy.
How long you're going to live, or how long you're going to stay healthy?
Well, it gives you both. It gives you both. Yeah,
I might be
It'll
a little
tell
scared.
You when you're going to die.
Thanks a lot, Dan.
Rated number one, brother. All right, brother. Thank you for the chat.
Hey, it's okay. I don't know if I want to find out how long I'm going to live. I just want to live longer. I'll skip that part of it, but the other part I will go
I'll
for.
Just tell you. You're going to live longer.
Thank you. Go now, you're a fortune teller. Very cool. Dan, thanks for your time today.
All right.
Take care.
Delight. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Dan. Okay. Oh, baby. I don't want to know how long I'm going to live. My God, don't do that. Don't do that. Oh, no. Yeah. That would be awful. That would be awful. Awful. Ladies and gentlemen, we're coming to the end of another of our sessions. This will cost you $190. That's how much I charge for the hour. But I won't, you know what, I won't charge you. You know why? Because you have a pretty face. You're a little fat, but you have a pretty face. So I'm not going to charge you for this particular session. You know what? I'm not going to charge you for the other ones either. No. Not until I become really popular and you're going to have to pay to hear me. So enjoy me while you can, because I'm going for the gold. Why not? I've got to eat, you know. I've got to make restitutions, I've got to eat, I've got to pay my bills, I've got to drive my car, I have to pay for my mansion in Las Vegas, so, you know, got to make money, got to do something. I thought of did you ever have a yard sale? I'm thinking of having a yard sale, because I'm not using my yard, I don't have any kids right now, so, that are young enough to play in a yard, at least. And so I'm thinking of selling my yard, and I would put up a gigantic sign in front of my house that says yard sale, but there'd be nothing on the yard. And people would drive up and go, excuse me, is there a yard sale today? Because I don't see anything in the yard. And I'd say, yeah, there's nothing in the yard because I don't want to clutter it. So you can buy it. And buy what? The yard. I'm selling the yard. What? I've never heard of someone selling a yard before. Well, I'm not using it, man. And it costs me a lot of money to mow it and stuff. So if you buy the yard, you have to come over and mow it all the time. And you have to put in some nice landscaping and some nice trees and some mulch. And you have to maintain it. And you can't use it. I mean, if you have kids, you can come over and use it like for 10 minutes only when I'm not home. But otherwise, no. But it's for sale, man. It's like, it's a yard sale. And watch out, next week I'm going to rent out my garage, and my garage sale, you can put your cars in it like for 10 minutes a day, but that's all, because otherwise you can't. But I take things literally, so when I see yard sale, I'm putting in an offer for the whole damn yard. I do that. When the weather gets nicer and there are yard sales and you see a sign and it says yard sale, walk up to the person who'll be wearing a sun hat and a dress that like totally doesn't fit them, or even a muumuu, and say, hello, are you the homeowner with the yard sale? And they go, yes, I am. Can I help you find something? I'd like to buy the yard. Everything on the yard? No, I want to buy the yard. Your sign says yard sale. I'm going to buy your yard. Oh, no, you don't understand. No, you don't understand. Your sign is incorrect. The sign should say junk I found in the house sale. That's what it is. You're not selling the yard. You're selling the junk that you found in the house. Let's make the signs and make them true. So stop it now. Ladies and gentlemen, have yourselves a wonderful day. I wish you peace. You're wonderful. You're not really fat. I just said that to shorten the conversation. And that's it for today. And goodbye now. can enjoy the music till the very end. It's about another like 40 seconds, and then it'll really be over, this particular episode. Until tomorrow, and then tomorrow's episode will be over. It goes on like that. So start packing your bags right now. Big finish, here it comes. Okay. There we go. All right. That's it. All right. That's the end of the show. It's ending now. All right. The lady's going to say whatever, and then it's over.
Whatever.
It's over.